Gay marriage licenses are not being issued in Benton County, Oregon, until a court rules on whether gay marriage is legal in the state. In fact, the county commissioners have decided that if marriage licenses can't be issued to gay couples, then they can't be issued to anyone. Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
For the last few months, Charlene Ronsheimer and Nick Jones have been planning their wedding. They'd heard reports about the county deciding to allow gays to get married, but figured it wasn't anything to do with them.
I do realize we can get marriage license in another county, but we live in this county and it's close to our work and home.
Just a little disturbed. I mean, it's not fair that we can't get married. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not fair that they can either, but, you know.
After a frantic race to the local courthouse, Charlene and Nick got their license just in time, saving them a 100-mile drive across Oregon farmland to the nearest alternative courthouse. Benton County's problems started when commissioners decided to follow the lead of nearby Multnomah County and allow gay couples to get married. The Benton County commissioners were surprised when the state's attorney general threatened them with legal action. It turns out the AG's office didn't want to fight 36 different lawsuits in 36 different jurisdictions. It wants a decision about gay marriage in Oregon to be settled by one case in Multnomah County. That, says Commissioner Jay Dixon, left Benton in a quandary.
We're caught between a statutory law that the Attorney General has asked us to comply with and a constitution which apparently doesn't support the statutory law. And we're right in the middle of that.
Dixon says the Oregon Constitution states that it's illegal to discriminate, but then, in what he sees as an apparent contradiction, state statute defines marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Commissioner Linda Mordell says in all her years in local government, she never thought she'd end up in the middle of a constitutional crisis.
It never occurred to me, and this is the only time in my life that I've been called upon to make a hard decision like this.
Members of the Defense of Marriage Coalition, who filed suit to stop Benton County, say commissioners have overreacted. Kelly Ford is the coalition's attorney.
We are disappointed that they're still not following Oregon statutory law in that they're not issuing any marriage licenses at this point, and we would call on them to go ahead and resume issuing licenses as they always have normally.
Meanwhile, lawyers for three gay families in Multnomah County will file suit this afternoon in a case which all sides have agreed to expedite up to the state Supreme Court, where a final decision on gay marriage in Oregon can be made. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.